In a theater, choreographer Lori Groters instructs ballet dancers where to stand on stage during a rehearsal.
Make sure you have room for the guys. Okay, girls, look at your spacing. Guys need to be able to do leaps back there.
Groters is the choreographer for the 22-minute ballet Nesting.
Shorten up. Music, go.
The ballet opens with three women wearing a short purple, pink, and blue dress with short sleeves emerging from bird nests. Three men enter the stage from the side, wearing shiny dark purple shorts and sleeveless shirts. They pair up with the women and dance in bird-like motions. This is the debut for six professional dancers hired by Ballet Des Moines to perform in all of their shows this season. Lori Groters is the ballet mistress and says this is the first season they are considered a professional dance company.
In the past, Ballet Des Moines, we've hired in professional dancers, but it's been for a show, and we'd hire in somebody from another company to just come in for the weekend. But now these dancers have moved here, and it's their home.
In addition to performing, they are here to form mentor relationships with middle and high school-aged dancers, like 16-year-old Scott Gulbranson. He's one of the youth dancers in the ballet Nesting.
At first, I was like very intimidated kind of by them because like these are people that I look up to. But as the rehearsals went on, they just kind of become like more of my peers. So that's why the professional dancers are like, they're just amazing.
This weekend, the company's first show of the season is a triple bill featuring three short modern ballets. 21-year-old Kyoto Nomura is from Los Angeles, and 22-year-old Carrie Ruth Trumbull is from Florida. They are two of the professional dancers here for 6 months and say it's important to learn more than the classics.
And I think that's really important for younger dancers to realize that they're not just going to be in a tutu doing Sugar Plum and the Nutcracker.
Yeah, it's kind of hard because like young people don't know that. Like, it's not just ballet. It's like transitioning into contemporary now.
And that's really where the ballet world is going.
Yeah.
You can't just be a straight ballet dancer anymore and find employment. You have to be able to move in so many different ways. And I think, again, that's what kids can see from this triple bill.
Lori Groters of Ballet Des Moines says it's important to program both modern and classic ballet.
That's what draws good ballet dancers. If you don't have a great repertoire in your season, if it's all classical, they probably won't want to join your company.
After this weekend's performance of modern dance at Hoyt Sherman Place in Des Moines, the company will begin working on a classic ballet, The Nutcracker, an annual year-end production that involves dozens of children. Normally, Ballet Des Moines hires professionals that arrive days before the show, but Groter says because the professionals are already here, they are doubling the number of performances for The Nutcracker. Groter says she hopes more ticket sales will help raise funds to hire full-time professional dancers for next year's season. In Des Moines, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.